Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Brad Garrett is our ABC News crime and terrorism analyst, joins us this morning. What is this story that I'm just getting wind of, Brad, that the mother of the shooter in El Paso called the cops a month ago? What happened?
Well, we don't really know exactly what happened. What's been reported is that she called in, didn't provide a name, didn't provide the name of her son, said she was concerned about this very powerful assault weapon that he had. She felt like that he was immature. I don't know if she used the word troubled or not. But, you know, the police basically said, you know, he has the gun lawfully. He is of age. There's not much we can do. Now, the problem, again, we don't know what happened, but the problem is those are the kind of calls that you really have to sort of probe the caller and maybe have to spend some time with her on the phone to say, look, it sounds like this could be a problem, but you're going to have to help us and get more information from her and identify her son, et cetera. So, you know, it puts the police in a situation where do they really have the time to do that? And, you know, many times they don't.
Yeah, that's got to be huge. I mean, once someone does something, clearly they were messed up. But I got to figure just the police officers I know seem to be running ragged trying to track down and manage the cases that they have in front of them without the hypothetical criminal cases that haven't even occurred yet. So I don't know what the police are supposed to do.
Well, that's right. I mean, there are, you know, in an ideal world, John, there's a lot of things they could do. But, you know, we both know in ideal worlds, you can do all sorts of things.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is a situation where, and in cities of size, maybe like a Los Angeles or New York, I mean, they kind of have what they call threat assessment teams. They can send out, you know, uniformed, armed officers, maybe with mental health professionals, and sort of assess people. But, the issue is that's only one side of this. But reporting in general is the real problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the FBI looked at 63 mass shooters in a study recently and basically found that there were warning signs, worrisome behavior in every one of those shooters before they actually committed the act.
Like what? Like posts on social media or threats to other family members?
On social media, talking about killing people, developing hit lists, you know, saying I'm going to go kill everybody in the school, that's wronged me. The things that are...
Is that illegal?
Really?
If you create a hit list, let's say you're a student at a high school and you create a hit list... You specifically use that language. This is the group of people I want to kill. Is there any illegality in that?
If you start to name people, yes, because that's a threat. But the point being, that's only one arm of this.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to find other things. A kid that's saying that, a kid that's on social media saying very violent things or going to very violent and dark websites, just acquired two new assault rifles. It's that picture, again, that doesn't mean this kid's going to be a mass shooter.
Sure.
But it does mean that somebody needs to take a look at it. I'm only suggesting the only way you can get in front of these shooters is that you have to have enough information to sort of assess what action law enforcement and or the mental health community should take.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier... posing inquiring questions of someone who calls in specificity, this mom. In your experience, do police officers or the folks who handle the calls that come into the 911 center or to the front desk of the police headquarters, do they have a checklist that they've been trained to go through to try to discern, is this true? Is it not true? Is it an immediate threat? Or is it just a whack job who's calling to chat? I mean, is that checklist developed and talked about?
There, Yeah, there is such a thing. You know, is it applied universally? I think clearly the answer is no. I mean, you clearly, and you know this because you live in Virginia, and you're basically surrounded by a lot of rural communities outside Richmond, right? So, you know, it's limited what 911 operators and or officers answering the phone can do from a time standpoint, right, just because of lack of number of people working,
right,
number of calls coming in. So, you know, I would never blame the police in any one of these situations. I'm only suggesting that it's those kind of calls that can lead you to the door of somebody that's going to commit a mass shooting.
With those limited resources, do you think that making domestic terrorism and elements of under that umbrella federal crimes, would that make a difference? Would that bring additional resources make them available to localities so that we could nip some of this in the bud?
Well, clearly the federal government, through probably grants, could give, like, the city of Richmond more money to maybe even hire additional people that could do these assessments. Because I'll tell you that you can't do them quickly. If you get this kind of information, unless it's really straightforward, like, you know, my son just said he's going to ABC elementary school and start shooting people in an hour. Obviously, you have to go do something with that. But short of that sort of specific, direct, time-limited information, somebody's going to have to do an investigation to see what's going on with this kid. You know, the problem is many of these troubled kids are not going to be mass shooters, but they are troubled and they need help. They need somebody to you know, redirect them into a more positive lifestyle. More productive adults.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's a difficult spot to be in. And I think all of us, you know, you live a couple of decades and you start encountering people who are troubled at any given moment in their life. And what do you do? Do you delve into their personal life? Do you invade their personal life? Do you get them fired? I mean, gosh,
it's a very thorny issue. I got to run to another hit.
Yeah. Okay, but, Brad. Yeah, I appreciate it. Brad Garrett, our ABC News crime and terrorism analyst, always appreciate it when he can join us. I don't know what you do. That's a tough spot to be in if somebody hasn't overtly said they're going to do something wrong or violent. I don't know what you're supposed to do. That's a challenging issue in the work environment and in schools, I'm sure.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.